Chapter 5. Despair. Fantine had been working in Madeleine's factory for several months now and living in the rooms above. Every month, she sent money to the Thénardiers for taking such good and loving care of her little girl. Every month, Fantine went to the letter writer and he wrote a letter for her. Then she would send the letter to Cosette with 7 francs for the Thénardiers. Fantine always hid the envelope in her pocket. She didn't want anybody to discover her secret. But many people wanted to know about her private life. Some people like to know others' affairs, especially if it is none of their business. They will listen, spy on others, spend time, money and effort, all for one bit of gossip. And so it was with Fantine. Every week, people followed her, watched her, and observed her visits to the public letter writer. Soon it became known that she had a daughter and no husband. This was an inexcusable situation for a young woman in those days. The gossip became public, and within a short time, everyone knew that Fantine was that kind of woman. One morning, the factory manager, Madame Victournienne, fired Fantine.
Monsieur Madeleine does not want any dishonorable women here.
Please, I am honorable, Fantine begged. Let me speak to Monsieur Madeleine. I can explain everything.
I have spoken to him about you, and he has made his final decision, said Madame Victournienne.
This was not true. In fact, Madeleine knew nothing about this, and if he did, he would never fire a woman for another man's faults. But Madame Victournienne, who saw herself as a good and virtuous woman, was jealous of Fantine's beauty and shiny long hair. She believed she had the right to judge Fantine, and so she judged, condemned, and sentenced her. Fantine looked at Madame Victournienne and saw in her cold eyes that her decision was final. Quietly, she walked out of the factory. Fantine was desperate. Just a few days before, the Thénardiers had raised Cosette's payment from 7 francs to 12. Fantine could not afford a single day without work. She also needed to pay rent now that she had left the factory. She started to offer her services as a servant, but nobody wanted to hire a dishonorable woman. Deeply ashamed, Fantine retreated to the slums. Her shame followed her wherever she went. She finally found a job sewing soldiers' uniforms. She worked 18 hours a day and earned 10 francs. Fantine now owed the rent to her landlord, who threatened to arrest her if she didn't pay him. Her daughter cost her 12 francs, and then the unscrupulous Thénardiers began to demand 15 francs. As her debts grew, Fantine started to be late on her payments to the innkeepers. Her neighbour, a poor old woman, felt sorry for her and taught her how to live on little money and then on almost nothing. Fantine learnt how to live without fire in winter, how to use her coat as a blanket, and how to save her candle by eating her meals by the light from a neighbour's window. She also learnt to be grateful for her sadness, because when one is sad, one eats less. Few people, except for the very poor, know how to get the most from each franc. It is a great talent, and Fantine acquired it. At first, Fantine did not go out because she was ashamed of people's looks and whispers. She imagined people pointing at her, talking and laughing about her disgrace. But eventually, she became as used to being humiliated as she did to living in poverty. She started to go out into the street with her head held high and a bitter smile on her face. She became shameless. Despite the fact that she worked from morning until night, Fantine earned too little and her debts increased. She received a letter from the Thénardiers saying that Cosette was cold and they needed 10 francs for a wool dress for winter. Fantine imagined her daughter shivering in the severe winter. She could not bear it. She went to a barber's shop.
"You've got beautiful hair," said the barber.
"How much will you give me for it?" Fantine asked.
10 francs, he replied.
Then cut it off, said Fantine. On her way home, Fantine saw herself in the reflection of a window. She looked at her face. She looked like a boy with her short hair. Her face was thin, her lips pale, and she had dark circles around her tired eyes. She was not the beautiful woman she used to be. But she still found a reason to be happy. She said to herself, "My daughter is not cold anymore. I have kept her warm with my hair." Fantine bought a wool dress and sent it to the Thénardiers. The innkeepers were furious because they had wanted Fantine's money for themselves. They gave the dress to their daughter, Éponine, and left Cosette shivering in her thin, torn rags. The next week, the Thénardiers wrote to say that Cosette was sick and needed a doctor. They asked for 40 francs. 40 francs. Fantine felt terrible despair. Her despair grew into misery, her misery to anger, and then to hatred for everything and everyone. But most of all, she hated the factory owner, Madeleine, whom she believed was responsible for all her misfortunes. Then, one day, Fantine began to laugh a hard, joyless laugh. She began to walk the streets. "Ha, ha, ha," she said. "Those fools! They want 40 francs! Where do they think I can get 40 francs? Her old neighbour saw Fantine and thought sadly, "This woman will come to a bad end." When Fantine had laughed as much as she could, and there was no laughter left in her, she started to cry. And when there were no tears left, she walked quietly to the dentist's office and showed him her teeth. "You can have them for 40 francs, she said. An hour later, her old neighbour saw Fantine walking very slowly back to her room.
"What's the matter, child?" she asked Fantine. "Why do you look so strange?"
Fantine opened her hand, and in her palm the old woman saw some shiny gold coins. 40 francs. Then Fantine smiled, and the old lady gasped, for it was a horrible smile. Her teeth were gone, and the corners of her mouth were covered with blood. Fantine said, "My daughter will be taken to the doctor. She will be well cared for. I'm happy." She sent the 40 francs to the Thénardiers. 3 days later, the landlord came and threatened to arrest Fantine. That same day, Fantine received another letter saying that Cosette was very sick and needed expensive medicine, which cost 100 francs. And soon, or Cosette could die. Fantine panicked. Where could she get 100 francs in one day? Then, in an instant, she knew. "I will sell what is left," she said calmly.